Youth Express, catch the future. This is Inclusive Innovation Week that we are celebrating, and we're talking with a lot of different people who are kind of coordinating the different things that guests to the activities can be doing. Some of those things are related to arts and crafts. Other ones, we've had conversation about somebody talking about how interior design can be playful and creative and something fun that you can share no matter what age you are or what kind of position in life you could be in. The activities today started at 2 o'clock, so a little while ago, and go until 5 o'clock at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh in historic Allegheny Square. With me right now, I have somebody from the museum that I would like you to meet. Hello, what's your name?
Hey, Chad. This is Zaina Ruiz.
Hey, Zaina. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing so well. I've been really enjoying all the different faces that I've seen walk by the studio today for the events here at the museum. What kind of things are the museum doing today for this celebration of Inclusive Innovation Week?
Yeah, so we've got some really awesome, I mean, besides just hosting the whole thing, which is,
that's a big thing.
You know, not to toot my own horn or anything, super awesome. but we've also got some really awesome programs called Art Excursions.
Okay.
And they are kind of a riff off of a typical art tour, but we have three of them going on, and actually one of them is going on right now. It's focusing on the Andy Warhol. We have Andy Warhols here at the museum. Did anybody know that?
Wow. You can find Andy Warhol art outside of the Warhol Museum.
Yeah, and also in the attic here. So they're doing a whole tour on Andy Warhol, and then there's a Fred Rogers focused tour, and then another tour that we're calling Larger Than Life.
Okay.
And that one is focusing on sculptures that we have in the museum that are maybe representative of animals that you might see, but are very big.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds amazing. What kind of animals are representative around the museum? What can we see?
So as you enter the lobby, I don't know if you've seen it, Chad. You might have casually gone underneath its legs and not even noticed you were underneath a great blue heron.
Oh my goodness. That must be huge then if walking into the building, you're only at the level of its legs.
Yeah. So we've got the great blue in the lobby. And I'm trying to remember. There might be some that we cut out because it was too long of a tour.
How long do these tours run? How long are you hoping?
30 minutes. Oh, good, yeah, good. Short and sweet.
Yeah,
just
that
like
way,
highlights.
Your attention can be whetted, but not too long, that you kind of get antsy or something.
Yeah. And then in the nursery, we have Patricia Belling Gillen's. We've got new pieces in the nursery, actually. And there's, I don't want to spoil it, but there are these huge drawings on these panels on the main wall of the nursery. And so there's, as you walk in, there's a giant cat. There's a bear and a couple rabbits. And then in water play, we have Beetlemania, which is, it's a series of sculptures. They're made of glass and metal, copper and aluminum.
Sure.
But they are different sorts of beetles that are mounted on the walls in water play.
Oh, that sounds so amazing.
Yeah.
So the tours today that we have, again, were at 3 o'clock. That one was, remind me again.
Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol.
Mm-hmm.
And what time is the next one? What time does that begin?
3:30.
Oh, so only in a few minutes here, we'll start both the Fred Rogers and the Larger Than Life tour. Today we have a group of partners that are all meeting up in the area that is below the Big Red Room Cafe in the Children's Museum. There are a lot of people there with crafty sorts of things that you can do and create, whether you're a kid or an adult or anywhere in between there. There's some sort of thing that you can have fun with, and great things that you can do with people who might be much older than you or much younger than you, and something that you can talk about there. Zana, what are some of the things that you saw that the partners are bringing in today that you thought were really awesome that you would like to be a part of?
Oh, I am totally in love with the Carnegie Library's Swell Machine. So I don't.
Swell Machine.
Yeah, it's. I think that's. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. But basically, there's a special paper that they have that you can draw with black marker and draw whatever you want. It goes through this machine that's basically a tiny heater, and then your drawing becomes raised. So they've been using this with, you know, for people who are blind that are trying, you know, wanting to experience the drawing, any sort of visuals. They've been using these raised line drawings as, as just means for them to experience the thing. And it's just so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine that being a really fun thing. We had a guest in not too long ago, Nora, who was from the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse. She had created a name tag that combined a lot of found materials with one of these art sheets. I think that would have come out of the Swell Machine, which sounds amazing.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite things right now.
For folks who might also be, I guess, hearing impaired or who might be deaf, there is also a great installation at the Children's Museum in the next room over from where all of these partners are meeting for Inclusive Innovation Week. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that, Zana.
Yeah, so DeVia Pittsburgh, Children's Interpretations of Deaf Image, Deaf View Image Art.
That's what DEVIA all stands for.
Yes.
When you put them together.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the title of the show. And we, we've been working with the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf for a few years now. But this is something that we've developed, I'm just showcasing their work, really. They've been working really hard on just exploring, like, DeVia and expressing deaf culture. And their art teacher, which I believe this is her first year at the School for the Deaf, Jenna Mancini, she is very, I mean, she has connections with some of the current, like, DeVia artists in this, you know, in this kind of art world. So she brought DeVia to Pittsburgh as, to encourage the kids to explore and express themselves. And it's been really awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing thing. And I've been around outside of the studio just looking at how these young people are able to represent the deaf experience. And all of these pieces are very colorful and very symbolic. You can find a lot of great stuff in this particular exhibit, but for everything that the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh is hosting today, the DeVia artwork in here, the inclusive innovation activities with the partners that we mentioned earlier too, and these art excursions that you can go on through the museum. We're coming up on 3:30 right now, so that should be the start time of another art excursion. Stop on by. Take a look at all the wonderful stuff that is happening here on the north side of the city in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Zana, I want to thank you for joining me on the air today.
Thank you, Chad.
And I wanted to remind you that you're listening to Youth Express. Catch the future.